Thank you once again for listening to this special episode, y'all, of EC Convos, where we have cool conversations with cool people. Of course, my name is Eric, and I thank you so much for listening. As always, I am truly appreciative. I really am, y'all. You have no idea. I love it over here, y'all. I really do, and I hope y'all do too. This is a very special episode because this is something I've been working to try to connect with for a while now. And let me tell you a little quick story. So not too many people know about my affinity for confections and for baked goods and cookies specifically. It's my thing and I enjoy them a lot, but I don't like random cookies or whatever that you buy out the supermarket. I'm too bougie for that now. No, I'm playing. I'm actually playing, but I do work hard and I do deserve to treat myself once or twice a week. I would say maybe three times a week, but it is my guilty pleasure. And yeah, I love cookies. I really do. But here's the problem. I don't do dairy at all. And it's been about 6 years since I've actually had dairy. Well, since I've knowingly had dairy. And I didn't stop because I was allergic or anything like that. Well, I guess you can say I have like a sensitivity towards it. Because any type of dairy, whether it be milk, whether it be cheese or butter, I would break out into severe acne. And the crazy thing is I never had that issue until 2020. Now, we all know what happened back in 2020. I'm not going to go into a conspiracy theory about that and, you know, about why all of a sudden I can't tolerate dairy anymore. I'm not going to do it. But that's another conversation for another day that I'll have with you guys. Anyway, back on topic. It was hard trying to find a place that offered sweet treats without dairy until I found the Cookie Crave in Denton, Texas. And I met Veronica Powell, which is the owner of the Cookie Crave, actually at Vegandale a few years back. And for those who don't know, Vegandale is a festival celebrating like vegan food and culture and things like that. And I stopped by her booth to pick up a couple of cookies, thinking it was going to be, you know, pretty decent or whatever, you know, because I was hungry at the time and I just needed something sweet. But these cookies blew me away. It was good. And I'm talking about, yeah, it was one of the best cookies I've ever had. And I want to say one of them was a chocolate chip one. And another one was, I think it was a regular snickerdoodle or a sugar cookie. And it was so good. And I've been hooked ever since. So now I actually go once a week just to get my fix. And I normally get two cookies when I'm there. So the cool thing is the Cookie Crave is actually located right in the city where I work. And I would always tell Veronica whenever I see her, say, hey, I'm going to get you on a podcast one day. And she'd be like, okay, cool. Just let me know whenever you're ready. And obviously things kind of like, you know, took shape or whatever. And I wasn't able to really connect like I wanted to, but I finally got a chance to sit down and hang out with her at the Cookie Crave. We got a chance to talk about all kind of cool stuff, like how she started the business and some of the challenges that she's faced running a business and so on and so forth. It was a great conversation, y'all. And Veronica's a very, very good soul, y'all. And I'm just telling you, I had a good time here at the Cookie Crave. But as I always say, don't take my word for it. So sit back and listen to this special episode of EC Convos, live on location with Veronica Powell.
Your
podcast. Nah, we can talk about whatever. Like, okay, so first of all, what I'll say is that thank you so much for joining EC Convos. This is the place to have dope conversations, cool conversations with cool people. My name is Eric, of course, and I appreciate everyone listening. And I am actually live on location today at the Cookie Crave in Denton, Texas. Shout out to Veronica for that, for allowing me to be here. Which is exactly who I am actually going to be interviewing or even having a conversation today with, because I don't know. I've been coming here for 3 years now.
For a while now.
And it's a beautiful place. It's a great place. Very chill location on Locust Avenue, right? It's Locust?
519 South Locust Street.
Yeah, on South Locust Street in Denton, Texas, which Denton is an amazing place just to be in as well. It's a college town, and it has a lot to do out here, surprisingly. I was actually surprised at the amount of stuff that can be done, that we can actually do here. The square is right up the street, so you're very close to downtown, and it's really cool. And thank you so much for letting me be here and hang out with you for a few minutes.
You're welcome.
So, tell me about yourself. Let me go through the guidelines of how the podcast normally goes. I normally ask three questions. I ask, what do you do? What do you love to do? And what grinds your gears? Yeah, what pisses you off? What makes you upset? Things like that. And it can be anything from, you know, it can be anything. There is nothing off limits with it. You know, like whatever grinds your gears in the moment. It can be the way people talk right now. It can be anything. But we'll get to that whenever we get to it. So welcome, Veronica. I appreciate you being here. So tell me about yourself. Tell me, what do you do?
So I am the owner of the Cookie Crave, located here in Denton. I own the store. I bake all the cookies, run all the social media, answer all the questions, ship all the stuff every Monday. I also have a full-time job and a 10-year-old. So that kind of takes up all of my time.
It does. And I'm sure it does, because I can believe you. You know, you wear many hats. You know, and you've been doing this for 6 years now.
Yeah, I opened the store a week before COVID. We signed the lease like March 1st, opened up March 19th of 2020, and I've been going since then.
Wow. So tell me, first of all, shout out to the 6 years you've been here. Because that is a feat that a lot of places really don't get a chance to do, because it's very difficult, especially in this time right now, to be able to have a business, a thriving business, and you're continuing to build and grow with it. How was it navigating through COVID?
It was hard. It's still not easy.
Right.
It was very hard navigating through COVID. You have a plan, you open a store, and then you have to pivot real quick because that plan will no longer work. And look at delivery services, trying to reach people. And it's hard when you don't have a big company wallet to right. market like big companies. It's hard to kind of reach people, let them know you're here. So it's been up and down swings. Some days have been fabulous. Other days have been, man, we wish we'd get a customer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a feat, to tell you the truth. And even though COVID is, you know, over, you know, you've had everything from inflation to, you know, now the war. Yeah, prices on stuff have tremendously skyrocketed. So, of course, the back cost on stuff is higher. So, you know, it's been up and downs.
Yeah, but you've been doing your best to navigate through it the entire time,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm. Keep pushing.
Yeah, keep going. That's one of the main things I always like to say is keep going. I remember meeting you at, it's not Vegan Fest. What is it called?
Vegandale.
Yes. Yeah. It mm-hmm. was 2 years ago. Was mm-hmm. it 2 years ago?
No, I think it might have been 3 years ago. Maybe two
Damn,
years ago.
Really? Three? Yeah.
Because last year I did Chicago. Yeah, it might have been 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah. And I remember meeting you there, and you're like, and I was like, vegan cookies, because I was telling my wife, I said, you know, the food is pretty good here, but it's expensive. Like, it was up there, you know, in price. And you know, it was a vibe. It was a very good experience and everything. But when I went to your place, I was like, wait, hold on. This is really, really good. And I said, you know, I think it was you I talked to, and I said, you know, where are you located? Oh, I'm in Denton. I said, wait, what? And I actually work in Denton. So I came here like immediately, like maybe I think the next week or so I ended up coming here, And I've been here ever since. I've been coming here at least once a week ever since, you know.
And so. That's why we do a lot of events on the weekends. Mm-hmm. We do events all over to kind of just let people know we're here.
Yeah.
Bring in some more foot traffic.
Right, right, right. And I know just a few weeks ago, you guys had the Taste of North Texas over in Denton at the mall at Golden Triangle. How did that go?
That's always good. We don't do that for sales. We just do that to support the cause. Mm-hmm. It's just more donation and, you know, charitable event. And it's always a great turnout. All the Denton restaurants and shops usually show up at the mall.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a chance to go out there. I ended up having to take care of some other work stuff or whatever, but I passed over there and there was a lot of people out there, a lot of cars out there. So I'm pretty sure that it ended up becoming a pretty good event.
It was a nice turnout.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the selection that you have, because you have a very unique selection in the sense of like, not like the traditional cookie places or anything like that. You know, you actually have, everything is fresh, number one, you know, baked in-house, and you have a lot of cool options. You know, so tell me a little bit about the process of what you decide, or which flavors you decide to make, and how it actually fares out for you.
So I'm cool with being different. And I know most cookie shops, they have a rotating menu and serve, you know, certain flavors all the time and or rotate just a few. I think I have maybe over 80 of the regular nut-free cookies, and probably now up to 60 of the vegan gluten-free cookies. So because I have so many and I can't make them all daily, I pick about 12 each and I rotate them every month. And then I always put in some new flavors.
Right.
So, and really honestly, sometimes I don't know what that new flavor will be until the morning of, and maybe I saw a cooking show or I heard someone talking about something and I said, I can make that into a cookie. So it's really no science behind it other than just, I just think of crazy stuff or stuff that I think would be good and make a cookie out of it.
Make a cookie out of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that it was, that, you know, some of the selections are dairy free and the others are vegan and the other selections are nut free. Mm-hmm. I remember reading that one of the main reasons why you started this is because of a nut allergy or nut sensitivity. And so are all of the cookies nut-free and things like that?
Yeah, the entire bakery is nut-free. I am an anaphylactic, so I'm severely allergic to nuts.
Mm.
So I can't even be around them. So the entire bakery is nut-free. So we have our regular selection of cookies that are nut-free, and then our vegan gluten-free cookies, which are also nut-free.
Right, right. Those are the ones I always get, the vegan ones, because it's vegan. And, I have a dairy, you know, sensitivity. So and it tastes good, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, you have to come out here and try them out, because I don't even go anywhere else. I choose here once a week, you know. So, but I do want to switch a little bit. So what is one of the things that you love to do, like with the Cookie Crave and, or just in general?
I do like to do events, meeting new people, meeting new families. It's been a lot of people that I've met through events that, hey, you know, have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find anything good, you know, to eat that was gluten-free or vegan or nut-free. And I've had some folks drive all the way out here from Arlington, you know, over an hour just to get. So I like to help folks, and I know how hard it was for me to find. I mean, we love sweets. And
right.
My son can't do dairy either. And it was just hard. You know, a 10-year-old, he's going to be brutally honest.
Like, right.
That doesn't
right.
taste right. So, you know, I just like to try to provide an outlet for other folks.
For other people and stuff, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think that's a great opportunity, especially out here where there aren't a lot of selections or a lot of choices, especially for baked goods or for sweets and stuff that are, you know, the people who are dairy-free or nut-free and things like that. So that's why I really think that, you know, you having this business in this college town is
an amazing opportunity, you know? Do you see, I know obviously because it is a college town, do you begin to see a little bit of a downturn during like the summer months and stuff like that because a lot of people aren't in here?
I do. You know, around the holidays or the summertime or when school's out, yes, it gets slow. Because most of the college kids, they go home.
Yeah.
Or go wherever they're from or vacation or whatever. So they're not sticking around where school is.
Right.
When they're out of school.
Okay. Well, and I know during the, when school opens, obviously, it gets a little bit busier.
It gets busier when school starts back and then also in the fall.
In the fall?
Closer to the holidays, yes.
Right. Okay. That's awesome. I love this place. I do talk about it a lot because I just like it over here. You know, I just think that it's a really, really, really cool vibe here. And I do believe that, you know, I do hope that it continues to grow and it continues to get bigger and better and stuff like that. And, you know, everything is about consistency. You know what I mean? As long as you can stay consistent, then, you know, hopefully the return on investment will end up continue to get bigger and bigger and whatnot.
That is my hope. My hope is that we can continue to stay open and make it 7, 8, 9 years and that, you know, we grow and get more customers that learn about us.
Right.
And either shop online, we ship everywhere in the United States, or come in the store.
Right. All right, so now we're at the part of the show where I like to kind of get a little bit more personal, you know, in the sense of like the things that grind your gears. Like, what is there anything right now that just kind of just pisses you off? Like, you know, and as I said, it can be anything from what's going on the news. It can be, you know, somebody cut you off today, you know, while you were trying to get here to work. It can be anything. So is there anything that actually grinds your gears right now?
Business related, I will say people that tear down or try to tear down small business owners.
Okay.
I have had some folks that, let's just say, they called and ordered a cookie cake or ordered something. And maybe, you know, they didn't say they wanted sprinkles. Or maybe they wanted sprinkles, or maybe, you know, it was something that they didn't tell us, or that, and I guess we were supposed to know, and they were unhappy with what the order was when they received the order. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I'd like it this way, or hey, because I'm all game for remaking something. We're human. We make mistakes. But nowadays, if someone is not happy with something, instead of talking it out or letting us know, they'll, you know, go back home or go back on their phone and go to Google, give you a 1-star and a paragraph about how horrible you are, and never even told you or gave you a chance to figure out what was wrong and let us make it right. Folks are so quick to try to bring you down when you're a small business owner. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it to this day. It's been some folks I was like, oh my gosh, really?
You know, okay, yeah, that pisses me off too because.
And I can't say what I really want to say.
Yeah. No, I understand. But it's.
Because I got to be professional.
Yeah, but it really does, it really makes you mad because anybody that has a business, you know, they call it review bombing, I think is what they call it. Like, you know, there'll be some people like if, let's just say as a business owner, you say something that may not align with what the general consensus is, right? Mm-hmm. Just taking away the entire idea of like, you know, somebody wasn't satisfied with your product or whatever, but just say if something as simple as you saying, I stand with XYZ or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they will review bomb your place. And a lot of times people don't realize the impact that that has on a business, you know, especially on a small business.
That's a huge impact because most people, if they're looking for a sweet treat, cookie, whatever they're looking for, they're going to go on Google, Yelp, any of the sites and say, okay, let me find a place. Okay, let me look at the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
and see how many stars or what the comments are. And then that's kind of how they decide if they want to come see you or not.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And it's frustrating to have to go and deal with that, because isn't there like a process or whatever? If somebody review bombs your building or whatever, or your establishment, is there like a process that Google goes through to try to rectify that? Or do you know?
I looked into a couple, and you know, for a price, you can remove bad reviews. Mm. Honestly, I'm not paying that price. I don't have money to waste like that. Nowadays you can pay for good reviews, get rid of bad reviews. You can pay for anything, but I think Google kind of vets out, and if that person is someone that leaves reviews often, good or bad, they keep it. Mm. Sometimes they get rid of it. I know that recently I had a 1-star review. She was mad because she was picking up a free order. I do Too Good To Go. So instead of throwing away cookies, you pay $1 or whatever. You come get the cookie box, and I donate, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have the screenshot saying she paid for it because it's through a third-party app. So I have no idea of knowing.
Right.
And she wanted the box anyway. So my employee didn't give her the box because she didn't have the receipt or the app. And she went online and gave me 1-star, said I was discriminatory. I did it because her dad was in the car and had dyslexia, and her son has autism, and I was being racist. And I'm like, thinking to myself, my son is autistic, really? So she gave me a 1-star review, wrote a whole paragraph. Then I guess her dad went on there, gave me 1-star review, said, yes, I'm racist against white men and who are dyslexic. Okay. So Google left it up there for probably about 3 weeks, because the other day I looked and it was gone. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was because this is a pattern. Maybe they're doing this to other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they have some type of algorithm. Not sure what it is, though.
Okay. First of all, that's extremely frustrating.
Very.
Especially when it's something that you didn't have
anything to do with that.
You know what I mean? You know.
And it was like a charity giveaway type. You only paid not much.
Yeah.
Not even the real price for the cookie.
Right. And first of all, shout out to you for actually connecting with Too Good To Go, because I have the app on there as well, and I love Too Good To Go, because you can get some really, really good stuff for like for little or nothing. Mm-hmm. And for this person, whoever this person is, to leave you a 1-star review because of whatever the circumstances are, and you still get it for virtually nothing, is interesting to me.
Yeah. We were rude, and our website was outdated. Cookies were horrible. Just all kind of stuff.
It's crazy.
It's like nasty.
Okay. Yeah, just. Right. And the thing is, you gotta take it on the chin. That's the unfortunate thing about all of it. You have to take it on the chin, because you can't really, because I've seen some reviews where people will leave reviews at small businesses, and then, you know, the businesses will clap back and stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't even know if that even helps or hurts the reviewer, the business, if they decide to try to like clap back or whatever. But that can be very frustrating to have to deal with, you know.
I've done that once, because that person tried to attack my character. Called me a liar, and my employees were horrible, and this and that. And I said, don't come and disrespect us.
Yeah, don't be disrespectful. Yeah.
You know, I wasn't rude, but I was like, that's false.
Right, right. And you're right about another thing, too, is, you know, oftentimes whenever people do want something, a product or whatever, the first thing they'll do is go to the reviews and see what the reviews are saying. And then they'll turn around and say, I don't know if I want to go there, you know?
Yeah.
Not even realizing.
I do it when I want to find a restaurant or something.
I mean, we all kind of do that as well, because you don't want to go someplace where, and then I think it's more or less the idea of we going to this place that may have low reviews and they're actually being right. Mm-hmm. And you're like, see, I knew I shouldn't have went there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but all good vibes over here, though. Your employees are amazing here. Like, you are amazing. Your employees are amazing. I can vouch for it. I'm here every week. I come here once a week to get at least 2 cookies, because that's how good they are. But good stuff, yo. So I got one more question, a bonus question.
Sure.
It's not a bad one. I promise you. It's not a bad one.
Okay.
I always like to ask the people that I'm having a conversation with this one question. If you can recommend anything, whether it be a book, a movie, TV show, an essay, whatever, a song, if you can recommend anything to the public, to the people listening, what would it be and why? I always trip people up with that question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny because this is a podcast, but there is another podcast I do listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because I think as a woman, we're always in our head and we juggle so much and there's a lot going on. And because I have two jobs, deal with the public and everything else, I listen to The Mindset Mentor. And it helps me because there's different topics daily, from stress to different stuff. So for me, and I used to read books about that, you know, how to develop yourself, your self-development with books.
Mm-hmm.
But because I am always in the car, we're always on the go. For me, audio stuff works better.
Right, right. It really does. So, it really does.
I don't have time to read a book.
Right. It's funny. I was telling my wife that yesterday. I was telling her because she reads. She's an avid reader, and I was telling her, okay, I need a book that you can recommend for me. And she was like, "Are you going to read it?" And I said, "No, I'll listen to it because I'm in the car 60% of the day. So I'm in the car listening to something, you know, whether it be music or whatever."
Right. It has to be audio.
Yeah, it has to be audio. So I get you 100%.
So it's funny. So yeah, I mean, like, you know, listening to your podcast or anything that you can do, stream through a car.
Yeah.
Or a headset or earphones or whatever. Yeah.
It's called The Mindset Mentor.
The Mindset Mentor, a guy named Rob Dow.
Rob Dow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to start listening to that. One thing you said is, and you're absolutely right, because, you know, a lot of times we do get in our heads when it comes to certain things. Whether it be business related, you know, personal, whatever, but we do play. We have a very, the most difficult person to deal with is the person inside of our head.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the ones that often tell us, nah, you don't need to do that.
Yep.
Or, nah, that's not going to work. You know,
I listen to that. And some people don't want to sit with themselves in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't enjoy their own company.
Yeah.
I just listened to something about that. I'm like, yeah. Because we always have to have something going.
Right. We always have to have something going.
Yeah. A movie, a something. Yeah. So
I remember I was in this little personal whatever, but I was in therapy a few years ago. And that was one of the things that my therapist told me is that he said, when was the last time you just sat down and meditated? And I'm like, I don't know. Because I'm going a million miles a minute.
We're always on the go.
We're always on the go, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, you need to meditate. Just sit with yourself. Sit with yourself and allow yourself to talk to yourself. You know, just because a lot of times the answers that you're looking for are right there. You know, now at the same time, you have to also encourage yourself too, because if not, then that same person that you're listening to can be detrimental to your well-being. So sometimes it's best to sit with yourself and just allow yourself to have things flow through like it's supposed to be, like water.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and again, always be positive and always have a positive mindset, because the way things are going nowadays, it's terrible out here, you know. And sometimes
if you don't want to be better for yourself, do it for your kids.
Do it for your kids. Leave a legacy, you know. So thank you, Veronica.
You are
this
welcome.
This has been an amazing conversation. This is actually probably one of the best conversations I've had in a while. I'm serious. And I'm not saying that simply because I am
in cookie. He wants a free cookie, y'all.
I'm telling you, like, for real, like, I've had conversations with several people over the last several weeks, and this has been by far one of the best ones because I know you. You know, I know you well enough to, you know, to have a conversation with you. And you've been gracious enough to allow us to record this in your establishment, you know. And two, because you just an all-around good person, man. So I don't know why people leaving bad reviews, but whatever.
It's only a few.
It's only a few. That's all
I
right.
I get way more good than bad.
Exactly. Exactly. Why? Okay. Side note. Why is it that a lot of times we focus on the bad one? Well, focus on the bad and not the good.
That's why I'm listening to this podcast. Yeah. Because your mind is trained. You forget all the good. I can have 1,000 good reviews and get one bad. And my focused, whole day is jacked up because I'm focusing on that one bad.
You're fixated on that one. Yeah. That is crazy, yo. Like, oh, yep. Man. Okay. Oh, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. Thank you, Veronica, for hanging out with me for a few seconds, for allowing me to hang out with you for a few seconds. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until the next time, y'all, this is Eric with EC Convos, and I appreciate y'all. Peace.